Yo, yo, what's the deal?
It's Javier Luna, a.k.a. B-Boy UFO.
And welcome to my podcast. This is my first one, so bear with me. This first episode is going to be pretty much about me and what I do, what I like to do, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Eventually, later on, I'm going to get other people on my podcast because, you know, I want to get to know other people, other dancers. You don't have to be a dancer, but just anybody, you know. And yeah, but this first episode, I figured I would just talk about me. And yeah, let's start off with my name, of course, Javier Luna. Javi Moon, whatever you want to call me. Nah. But my B-boy name is UFO. Yes, unidentified flying object. I can't do no fucking air flares, but I can do some shit. And yeah, I'm 26 years old. I've been dancing since I was 11, so quite some time, you know. I didn't take it that serious until I was a little bit older because I didn't know where it was going to take me. I was kind of just doing it for fun. And eventually ended up being a passion, of course, you know. I tried different styles. I tried a little bit of, you know, crumb, choreography, pop locking, all that. And I don't know, there's something about breaking that just caught my attention, like, a lot. I don't know if it was the difficulty, the moves, just, I don't know what it was, but when I tried every single dance, I mean, yeah, they were cool, but I tried breaking, and nothing felt like breaking, like, just that energy, just that being able to move and use every single part of your body to dance, which is freaking nuts. And it's all about the footwork, and of course, you know, footwork, vibing, grooving, all that, but, you know, there's something about feeling powerful that makes you feel good. And that's, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just one of those things that I enjoy doing a lot. Kept me out of trouble growing up, that's for sure. I'll tell you that much. I used to fight all the time growing up in school, getting kicked out of schools, all that. And dancing was the only thing that kind of kept me humble, like, just kept my mind in the right spot. So once I figured out that dance is the, you know, thing that kept me moving in the positive way, I just stuck with it. And yeah, here I am, freaking 15 years later, still doing this thing. There's a point in my life, of course, I thought I was gonna stop. Like, I stopped dancing when I was like, for 4 or 5 years. So when I turned like 20, 21, I just stopped. I just didn't think I needed to do it anymore. I just thought I had an adult, had to like get a fucking job, you know? And yeah, once I found out that was a little bit stressful, I kind of like took a couple steps back and like tried to figure out what really made me happy in this life. And of course it was then. So yeah, I started doing it again, what, like 3 years ago? And I haven't stopped ever since. And it's been paying off. I really enjoy it. You know, back then I wasn't involved in a scene. I was just kind of doing it on my own. And now I've just been connecting with, like, people here from AZ. And from right there, I started connecting from people from, like, out of the country. And that's all thanks to social media, to be honest. Social media has opened up a lot of doors for a lot of us. Just not, you know, certain people. Just a lot of us. And, you know, I'm kind of blessed to have that, to just be able to communicate with, like, just different people, you know, just people you never thought you'd be able to communicate with. And yeah, I mean, so far so good, you know. I've been trying to do more battles lately. Battles are so tough, man. I'm telling you, they get to your head so bad. And that's one thing I'm trying to get better at. I know I got moves. I know, you know, I could do this and that. But when it comes down to, like, actually battling, going out in cyphers, like, that's where I freeze up. And it's something I'm trying to work on, you know, not get an anxiety attack. Like, everybody's out there doing the same thing, so I just need to chill out with that. And yeah, I'm, aside of b-boying, I mean, what do? I pretty much work, you know, my job, get off of work, rest a little bit sometimes, like for an hour, then straight to practicing for like anywhere from like two to three hours. Sometimes four, depending how I feel. And yeah, I basically have no damn life right now. Like, that's all I do. And to be honest, I have no problem with that. because I know in the long run it pays off, man. And I just enjoy doing b-boying, dancing in general. I mean, I say b-boying because that's the main thing I do. That's like the only thing I focus on. So, you know, when I say dancing, I mean b-boying. So, yeah. But aside of that, I mean, I'm pretty laid back, man. I used to be crazy. I used to be a crazy party animal. And there's nothing wrong with partying. There's nothing wrong with having a good time. But you gotta know when to stop doing that kind of shit, you know, and start focusing on your life. Life short, I know, have fun. But then again, you gotta have a goal, like something you wanna accomplish that'll make you feel really good about yourself, you know? And yeah, aside of dancing, what do I do? Shit, I'm into, what am I into? I'm into sports. I used to play sports growing up. I played basketball in the eighth grade. I played football from like freshman year to, I think junior year, yeah. I kind of just gave up on that because, I mean, I was doing it for fun. You know, I'm an athlete. I enjoy sports. I enjoy trying them out, even though I'm not good at some of them. But, you know, I just like trying new things. And yeah, I play a little bit of football, basketball, no soccer. I think I played soccer for like a week and I was like, oh, hell no. It's a lot of running. So I gave up right there with soccer. So props to all the soccer players out there fucking running miles daily. And then what else did I play? That's about it. That's the only sports I play, just basketball and football. I'm a big freaking comic book guy. So yeah, I fucking have a stack of comics. I'm into the whole Marvel, DC stuff. I'm into video games. What else? Shit. I'm down to go to a bar. You know, have a couple drinks. I'm always down for that. You know, I'm pretty laid back. And what else? Movies? Yeah, movies. I'm pretty simple, man. Like, I'm not a picky guy. I like doing whatever, you know, even if it's chilling at a bar type of thing. Like, I just like to kick back. I'm in Troublemakers Crew right now. Those guys put in some hard work, and that's one of the main reasons why I decided to join them. And I've known Accuracy for a while, so, you know, when I jumped back into dancing, I already knew who he was, so, you know, it made sense to go with people that you grew up with and shit. And yeah, that's where I met Timo. Timo's dope. That guy's been putting in some work too, and he's learned a lot in the past 2 or 3 years, and like, he's growing pretty fast, so, real cool, humble dudes, and that's why, you know, I fucks with him. Troublemakers Crew, you already know. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I mean, I wish I had somebody with me right now talking, but I'm at work, so it's kind of hard. So I'm kind of just talking here to myself, and yeah, hopefully I get better at this. I want to get better at this. So yeah. So I guess I'll leave it at that, and then hopefully, yeah, I come up with some better shit. Just kind of waxed my first time, so fuck it. There you go.